A dearly loved 101-year-old Hollywood insider has died. Charles Adikoff ran a private screening room on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles. There, movie stars, producers, critics, and members of the Motion Picture Academy saw new films. NPR's Susan Stamberg met Adikoff a few years ago.
Directors like to screen early versions or works in progress in Charles Adikoff's 57-seat auditorium. The owner greeted them personally with a big smile and something to nosh.
People have asked me, why don't you have popcorn? So you know what I tell them? I'll get popcorn on one condition, that you stay after the dinner is over and you clean up. Suddenly they don't want popcorn.
He gave audiences little packages of Mars bars, Milky Ways, and red vines. He said he spent $700 every 2.5 weeks on candy. He also offered audiences gentle instructions on behavior.
This is what is known as a cell phone. It would be very nice if you all pushed a little button and turned it off. It's the only way I get paid for this screening. And I'm sure you people would like to see me get paid, right?
Yes.
Charles Adikoff estimated he had seen more than 50,000 films in the half century he operated his projection room. He said his favorite was Citizen Kane. He'd gotten the film bug from his father, Max, who ran silent movies in Coney Island. Charles's grandson, Josh, kept the Los Angeles operation going until it closed in 2015. Josh said he'd learned everything from his grandfather, Charles Adikoff, dead at 101. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.